Crash afternoon. Reds in action tonight. It's almost a full-strength squad to take on the Melbourne Rebels, isn't it? Including Quade Cooper. Scott Higginbotham's there as well. What do we expect to see from, well, not Scott, but Quade, I guess, this year?
Yeah, well, firstly, Ben, look, to give the kid a rap, it's great to see him back, and I love the fact that his heart was always with the Reds. Like, blokes drift from franchise to franchise, but as we've said before, when he was in France with Toulon, he was watching their games and texting guys, sending suggestions back. Got to love that. But Mike Coleman wrote a fascinating piece on the weekend on Quade Cooper in the Courier Mail magazine, suggesting that since he's become civilised and sensible, hasn't had a bean of trouble in the last 3 years, it's taken some of the manic edge off his game. And the two can correlate. You know, when a sportsman suddenly settles down, they lose their maverick instincts, which makes them a bit special. That's what we're looking for tonight and this season. Does Quade Cooper still have that jack-in-the-box X factor? He's got a better team around him than when he left the Reds. That is beyond question. It doesn't have to come down to Quade or nothing. So, but equally, they can build a game plan around him. I'm so looking forward to his journey this year.
Yeah, they kept him fresh out of the rugby 10, so this was always going to be the big game for the Reds and Nick Stiles to see how they stack up. And as I said, it's a near full strength lineup as well, so it's going to be good to see. Now, what about on the Gold Coast? Jarryd Hayne could be made co-captain of the Titans. There's a few blow-ups here, isn't there?
There is. It's been whispered that he's really in contention for it. And look, I get it from Neil Henry's point of view. Like, how do you get the best out of Jarryd Hayne? And some people believe, give him responsibility. But others say that that's okay getting the best out of him, but it's a negative influence on the rest of the team because he said quite openly, look, I'm on a journey here. You know, basically the Gold Coast is a stop in a long journey. His heart and soul is yet to be invested in the place. He could be moving on at the end of the season. So does that, in a transient place like the Gold Coast, you really want yet another guy who's blowing through the joint to be co-captain? I wouldn't have him there, as in the captaincy. But, I just think that you'll want to, like, Ryan James will be one of the co-captains. If there's one captain, it'll probably be him, and he's earned that right. He wants to do it. He believes he can lead the club forward. Do you like Hayne as co-captain, Ben? I'm struggling to get to it.
Well, co-captains, I think, come into play, especially around State of Origin and rep time when you've got the... So, I mean, Ryan James is probably going to be wearing a blue jersey. You'd think that Jarryd Hayne would definitely be as well. So they'd put him straight back into that lineup. So all of a sudden, then you've got both captains out or co-captains. But you're right, you want some stability. You want, I mean, Wayne Bennett said it when he named Darius Boyd captain, you don't want to be changing captains each year. And that's exactly what the Broncos have gone through over the last 3 years. And it's something that the Titans, I reckon, should avoid. It may alienate fans. It may not. Titans fans, over to you. 131-873. Crash, hold the phone there, champion. We're just going to take a quick check of the roads.
For BC traffic, thanks to the new Belvedere Hotel, Woody Point, Redcliffe.
Adam, afternoon, as we cruise into peak hour, how's the run home looking?
Still quite a few issues on the roads, Ben, through South Brisbane. Now there's a crash on Mollison Street just near Boundary Street, a crash in Everton Park and Pullen Road just near South Pine Road. A car has hit a pedestrian through Ashgrove on Waterworks Road westbound just after Gresham Street. A multi-vehicle accident with a fuel spill through Windsor for Lutwyche Road outbound, left lane at Harris Street. And there's a breakdown through Drewvale, Logan Motorway eastbound right lane just at Wembley Road. Woolworths have something for every kind of love this Valentine's Day, like 147 to 154 gram lint gift box, now only $6. That's better than half price at Woolworths. It's Adam with 4BC Traffic.
Adam, thank you very much. Crash, the story that's been doing the rounds for the best part of 24 hours now, Newcastle relocating out to Ipswich. We made a few phone calls on this yesterday and there didn't seem to be too much traction. And is it more of a scare campaign from the NRL to try and get buyers in to say, hey, if you want a team in the Hunter, you need to stump up now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, there's just a feeling that, I mean, Newcastle is still rugby league heartland.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's not what it was, but you could never take a team out of there. But equally, they should be doing much better than what they are. You know, Matty Johns, I spoke to him the other day, and he said, you know what, mate, I love this club. It is turning around. They're going back to Scone and Musselbrook. and getting the old-fashioned farmers' kids who they used to sign 10, 15 years ago. But it'll take time and it'll take money. I still believe, Ben, like, they're launching Fox Sports Rugby League Channel tomorrow. And one of the things they will say is that 50% of their rugby league viewership is Queensland. Yet we've got three clubs in a 16-team competition. There is certainly more space up here. It can be another team in Brisbane or at Ipswich, and Sydney is cluttered with teams. If you were starting the competition again, you'd never structure it like that. I hope the day happens, and I feel for the Brisbane Bombers, who Craig Davidson and the boys, who've been hanging on a limb for about 7 years waiting for expansion plans that never come.
Yeah, and Crash, you and I butted heads over this for some time. Expansion's not the answer. Relocation is the answer. But do you take a team out of Newcastle, which we know is rugby league heartland? We need to take another team out of Sydney, a cluttered market already. I mean, we were talking a couple of years ago about the Sharks and relocating them. That would have been the one, because they were the basket case of the competition. Now they've become premiers, so all of a sudden that's a massive turnaround. I know Newcastle's now the basket case, but you can't relocate them. You need to take a team out of Sydney, who are too cluttered, where you've got how many teams now call ANZ Stadium, or whatever it's called now, the Olympic Stadium. How many teams call that home?
Exactly. Would you miss the Sydney Roosters?
The Bondi boys, yeah.
You know, like, I mean,
the Ipswich Roosters, is that what you're thinking? The Chooks, the Ipswich Chooks?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and they're too well connected to the top end of town. They're blokes who, you know, you'd mention it, and I'll be probably followed home tonight by a man in dark glasses.
Yeah.
But it's that sort of bold move, and there'll be massive protests. It'd be like when they tried to drop South Sydney. But, you know, South Sydney fired up and won their premiership, and what have they done since? You know, they've really faded. So I agree with you, you know, to come around to that way of thinking, that's what you would do, send a club up here, but man, oh man, I'd hate to be the person trying to pull it off, because you'd take 10 years off your life.
Crash, we don't want to do that. We'll chat again tomorrow. Crash Craddock from the Courier Mail, their senior sports writer. We're 12 away from 5.